Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. I believe that time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour opens a door for you and helps you move forward. Do you think tuning into your intuition could change your life? I bet you already know how I feel about that. When I said yes, when I finally accepted my intuition, when I began to value it, to nurture it, develop it, everything changed for me. It really did transform my life. My guest on today's show is internationally renowned teacher and intuitive guide, Sonia Choquette, and she is here to share her wisdom about how you can engage more deeply with your inner spirit, your authentic self, and live a more rewarding, fearless, and compassionate life. I will introduce you to Sonia in just a minute, but first, I have a new little house on the internet prairie. Now you can find me at KarenHager.com. All that good stuff is still right out there where you can find it. There's information about what's coming up on the show, details about classes and events, and you can even find out more about who I am and why in the heck I'm doing what I'm doing. And as always, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance, KarenHager.com is where to go to find out what it might be like if we work together. I would love to set up a private session with you if it feels like a good fit. KarenHager.com. And now, Sonia Choquette is a globally celebrated and dynamic spiritual teacher, sixth sensory consultant, enchanting storyteller, and a transformational visionary guide. She's known for her delightful humor and her skill in quickly shifting people out of difficulty and into flow. She's the author of 19 internationally best-selling books on intuitive awakening, personal growth, creativity, and transformational leadership, including the New York Times bestseller, The Answer is Simple. Her work has been published in more than 40 countries and in 37 languages, making her one of the most widely read authors and experts in her field in the world. Sonia was educated at the University of Denver and the Sorbonne in Paris and holds a PhD in metaphysics from the American Institute of Holistic Theology. Her new book, coming out in about 2 weeks on September 9th, is Tune In, Let Your Intuition Guide You to Fulfillment and Flow. You can find out more about Sonia and her work at soniachoquette.net. Sonia, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. I'm so delighted to be on your show. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I know that you have said that the way that we tune out our intuition, the way that we ignore it, is one of the biggest problems that we face today. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, Karen, we're born with six senses that all work beautifully. And the sixth sense is the one that should be your first because it's the first sense. It's the heart. Your heart is 5,000 times stronger than your brain. It's the first organ in the body to develop. It's the heart. It's the organ that informs the rest of your body. It's your portal to your divine nature. It's the contact point to your authentic self, the self that is tuned into universal consciousness and flow at all times. And when we disconnect from that sense, it is the worst kind of handicap we can suffer, because we're disconnecting from who we are. And we are starting, then we begin to scramble and live a contrived nature, a contrived sense that's manufactured out of trying to win approval from others. So we drift further and further away from what we've come here to do, what we're here to contribute, from the things we want to receive and be available to, the goodness of the universe. It is just such a profound loss. And if we, of all the senses to disconnect from, that's the one that has the greatest ramifications.
And our culture, it seems to me, doesn't encourage us to listen to our spirit. It encourages what you're calling scrambling. It encourages that frantic pursuit of something that we're not even sure what it is, but it's always just out of reach.
Well, the culture, although happily, because of things like what we're doing right now, is gradually changing, but the majority of the world is still very entrenched in a fear-based, ego-driven culture that's really a massive mecca of artificial identities trying to navigate their own fear and anxiety by controlling everyone else or trying to get approval. And that's why our world's in such an unhappy state, because the ego self, that contrived identity, operates from the bottom fear, the basic fundamental fear that there's not enough. So if somebody gets something, they're taking it away from me. So everything is a threat. Everything. When we begin to shift, and it's the interesting thing, is our sixth sense is there as long as our heart is beating. It is available. And it's not a matter of having to reconstruct something. It's just a matter of turning the light back on. And beginning to follow that inner light.
So for people who are aware at a deep level, there are a lot of us out here scrambling who know that there's a different way to live, who know that there is something deeper, something better, something more, but don't always know how to turn the light back on. How do we do that?
Well, know where the light is first, in your heart. So you go to the switch. And it's a process. And so we have to recognize that we turn the light on as we start going to our heart and really listening. And it's as easy as putting your hand on your heart when you're questioning any situation and letting your heart have a voice. So would you be interested, Karen, to just kind of demonstrate that with me? Like, just if I walk you through something and we kind of go through this, maybe people can use an example here so they can have that experience themselves.
Oh, I'd love that. We've got about 3 minutes before we head into the break.
I think we could do it.
Excellent. Let's do it.
So give me a subject quickly where you want guidance.
Organization, I think.
Okay. Just answer my question really quickly. My head says,
hurry up, get it all organized. What's the matter with you?
My head says,
if you don't get this done, it's going to be a big mess.
My head says,
and then everyone will know that you were unorganized.
And my head says,
and then it's over for you.
Okay, take a breath. All right, good. Now, what are you looking at?
I see how that's on the surface.
No. Don't look inside. What are you actually looking at right in front of you?
I'm looking at the bed that has all my files on it.
Okay, good. Just take a breath now. Put your hand on your heart. My heart says.
My heart says this won't last.
And my heart says.
And my heart says I can close the door.
And my heart says.
And my heart says I can do it one thing at a time.
And my heart says.
You are loved.
My heart says.
All is well.
And my heart says the solution to this is.
Don't try to, I don't know how to say it in words, don't try to lift everything all at once.
Breathe. How do you feel?
Much less frantic.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because it's a very different vibration.
Mm-hmm.
In the head. Your voice sounds different. Your energy feels different. You're accessing an ease within. And if you keep asking what your heart says, it'll give you a lot more information. But first, you have to hear what your head says.
Hmm. And there's that feeling that when I go back into that room and there's the bed with all the files spread out, it's going to be important for me to take that breath again and reconnect with the way I feel right now.
And you have to start with, in my head says, what a mess, this is bad, you're in trouble, it's all going down.
Yeah.
You can't get past that, so let it speak and then say, okay, I hear you. Now what does my heart say? And give it a voice, not just try to tune in quietly. Articulate what your heart says.
Mm. Oh, I feel better already. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sonia Choquette. We'll be right back after this.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Sonia Choquette. Her newest book, which comes out on September 9th, is Tune In, Let Your Intuition Guide You to Fulfillment and Flow. Do you know there's a special page on her website just for the book? So soniachoquette.net, right? Are you there? soniachoquette.net/tune-in.html. That page is fresh off the presses, just went up today. All right, go there. There's a place where you can order the book, get more information, and you're going to want to poke around all over soniachoquette.net, have a look at the newsletter, find out about classes and events that are happening. So go there now and get all the good stuff. Sonia, we were talking a little bit during the break about how nobody knows it all, how nobody's perfect, how making that shift to the heart is important to do over and over and over again. And I'm wondering, why are we so scared to do that? Why are we so afraid to listen to our intuition, to tune in that way?
Well, first of all, let's isolate the part of us that's scared, okay? Which is actually, believe it or not, the front brain, the thinking brain, the neocortex. It's the fight, flight, or freeze brain. And it's the brain that's tuned into the outer world and got very developed when we were very young and vulnerable and got a lot of messages that said if we don't do what other people want according to their way of the way they want it and we don't get it quote-unquote right or, as you say, perfect, we will suffer some terrible consequence that we can't really survive. You know, we're young, we're little, we're dependent. So that brain kind of gets a bit hardened and keeps us in that anxious state. And it's not a state that is grounded in current time, even though it overlays current time. But if we can get out of that brain and go to kind of the back of our brain and then kind of slide down into our heart state where our authentic self lives, we begin to recognize there is no such thing as perfect because it's perfect according to who? Who's perfect? Who's got the blueprint for perfect? And even if you say God, well, is it Jesus God? God, Muhammad God? Is it Moses? I mean, according to who? That is a man-made illusion. Instead, if we can just make that subtle shift, instead of trying to live perfect and be afraid of getting it wrong or needing to get it right, live in that heart space and say what I really want and what I really yearn for is to live authentically and be true. So rather than getting it right, let's just live it true. Does this feel true for me right now? And it gets you off that whole anxiety wheel of threat that so many of us are so oppressed by and we don't even know it.
One of the things that I love about the book is that each section has very practical things that the reader can do to help them move back into the flow. And it's not... You're a big believer that it's not just enough to read all about this, that there needs to be action, that we have to do something. And I think maybe that starting to take that action takes us off that wheel of threat as well.
Exactly. And the first action is to breathe. because we are, that wheel of threat causes us to breathe very shallowly, hold our breath, brace ourselves, patrol the borders, you know, wait for the blow that we're all so conditioned to expect. So I have a wonderful breath that I can just share with you and your listeners that will start making you aware. So again, if you have a moment, we'll go through it.
Oh, yes, please.
So think about all the things that are causing your brain, your mind, your life, including that big pile of papers. Mm-hmm. Feel all that energy. Just feel it. The energy of the moment, today, the rest of your responsibilities, what you have, you know, the things that you've got to accomplish, the things you're not accomplishing. Just feel that whole body of energy. And it actually is a weighted frequency. Can you feel it's a heavy frequency?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just notice it. And then I'd invite you to put your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Purse your lips like you're blowing out a birthday candle. And blow out all that tension out of your body. Emptying your lungs. Emptying, emptying, emptying. Now breathe in through the nose, where that fills you up from the core. And then open up and let out the sound. Breathe quietly. And can you feel it's like a big flush?
Yeah.
And now you actually are receptive to something from your inner world. If you do that two or three times, because when you put your tongue in the roof of your mouth, you start to calm the nerves of that front lobe, that crazy brain. When you blow out a birthday candle, you empty all the stress you're holding on to in your body. Breathing in through the nose, you fill yourself up with the pure, authentic spirit of you. And the sound, opens the heart channel. Opens the throat, activates a higher awareness, brings you to a place you can be receptive to a calmer inner guidance, and it works.
You know, what I noticed was, for me, immediately a release, especially around my shoulders, which I hadn't been aware, but apparently I was carrying them up somewhere near the top of my head. I felt those go down. It's interesting that our connection with our heart center can come most quickly when we are using our physical body. You'd think it would be the opposite of the physical, right? But it's all connected.
It's all connected. Only the mind says they're separate, and it's not true. Where everything is wired together. And we want to start tuning into that deeper part of ourselves that yearns for witnessing, that yearns for recognition, that yearns to be allowed. Because that is the true divine nature that is very capable of responding to life in a very competent and decisive way that's for your highest good. It's very capable of being creative. It's very capable of responding and expressing at the highest level of supporting you. But it needs to be allowed. Intuition, your authentic self, are the one and the same. It's a state that is asking to be allowed expression.
And it's interesting that sometimes even when we have that yearning, that knowing that there's a kind of a deeper path, a different way, we sometimes run away from what we long for the most.
Well, but when, you know, when I write about in the book, you know, the first state is this awakening. We just start beginning to notice this yearning. I feel there's more. I feel. Those are the words. And you were using another key word, I know. Mm-hmm. You know, the brain thinks, but the heart knows. So I feel, I know. And so once you move through that stage, you move to the next stage, which I call digging deep. And that's what brings listeners to conversations like this. You start looking for evidence. You start looking for support and backup that you're not crazy and this inner voice is valid and real and isn't crazy like you've been told. And but you're actually looking for something even more profound. You're digging for permission to trust yourself. Mm. And that really is what happens when you give yourself that permission. And you have all this evidence that says, yes, please. Then you're at this threshold of really, am I going to give myself permission to be the author, the authority, the authentic essence of my life?
And if everyone has told me, no, you'll never amount to anything, you'll never get it done, you're a nutcase, it's not going to happen for you, and yet I know difference. Am I no different in my heart? Am I, do I have that freedom to say yes? And that sounds like that freedom to say yes is what you find when you dig deep.
And what else is being invited in is courage. And courage comes from the Latin word C-O-E-R, coer, or the French word C-O-U-E-R. And those two words mean heart. So it's, are you actually going to choose to live from this heart knowing versus this lesser brain that is everybody else's opinions? When you make that shift, that's what you're digging for. When you make that shift, you really open yourself up to a whole parallel track that is much more gorgeous.
And that was there all along.
Yes. It's just changing the channel. From lions and tigers and bears, oh my, to, here's the real way to go for you. Not the ultimate for the world, for you. Your path, your truth, your heart, your authentic self.
You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Sonia Choquette. You can get more information at soniachoquette.net, and we'll be right back after this.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Change, change, change.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I think Chrissy in the studio plays that because one of these days when she plays that, I'm going to be singing along and I won't stop singing when it fades out. And I think she's doing that to try to catch me singing that. So I love that song. That was Chain of Fools. And my guest is Sonia Choquette. Her new book is Tune In, Let Intuition Guide You to Fulfillment and Flow. That book comes out on September 9th. You can get information about it right now if you head over to soniachoquette.net/tune-in.html. That's a brand new webpage just went up for you to have some information about the book. Sonia, we've talked about waking up. We've talked about digging deep, asking those questions. What is the next step? What happens after we ask those questions, after we dig deep, after we look for and find that permission to change?
Well, I think the permission is that you start in little ways. And you have to just take that leap. And here's what happens is it's kind of like a dance, okay? Once you start saying, my intuition says, or my heart says, as you yourself acknowledge, you feel different. Something in your body feels different. It opens. And energetically, you're pulled in. It creates sort of a pull toward realignment with your deeper knowing. So you start making little decisions. And when you name it, you claim it. When you name it, you claim it. And so the minute you start giving your intuition voice, it becomes very difficult to ignore it. Very. Because it's you ignoring your deepest truth. So then, taking the leap, just, you know, as you know, there's just that place where the rubber hits the road. You know what I mean? You
yep.
make a decision that goes with your inner voice versus your fearful voice. And them. And so just begin to announce that. My intuition says that my best next step is, and if you'd like with me, want to try it again?
Of course.
Well, let's give another example. So do you have anything that you'd like to question again? Any other where you're open for intuitive guidance and you want to just really get to that place of after digging deep and now what?
Yes. I would love intuitive guidance about the next steps that I'm taking with a class that I put together.
Okay. Now first take a breath and feel the creation of the class. Okay? Just feel it. And start asking yourself. Never ask if it's right. Always just ask this. Is it true? Is it true that this is a good class?
Yes.
Is it true that this is the best that you can do?
Yes. I feel like there's always more, but yes.
No, feel that. Of course there's always more. Gardens keep growing. But this is the best next step.
Yes.
So, because that feels true, you know, your intuition will keep guiding you to what is true. Now, because that feels true, put your hand again on your heart and say, supporting what is true about, and here's another question, is it true you love to teach?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Is there any hesitation around that?
No.
I can feel that in your voice. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Can I feel that I love to teach? Yes.
Can you feel? Because I feel actually hesitation.
Hmm.
So what's your hesitation?
Maybe my hesitation is around, is what I have to teach enough or put out in the right way that it serves the message that I feel. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And my head says,
if you don't get it right, it dishonors the message. What are you doing?
Yeah. And my head says,
and if you dishonor the message, I don't know why anybody would listen to you again. I don't know why I'm listening to you.
Exactly. And I have a question for you. Whose voice is that?
I think that's a combination of mine and a combination of some other people's, too.
Is that
not
true?
Just mine.
Is that true?
I hear especially one family member when I say that,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So you keep coming back to the question, is that true? Now let's ask your heart about. And it's not your lesser organ, by the way. It's not your lesser intelligence. It is actually your greater intelligence. So let's just ask your heart about this. Now, when it comes to teaching this class, my heart says,
yes, run. I mean, toward it. Yes.
And my heart says,
open it as wide as you can. They're giving me the image of me opening the curtains and finding out it's really sunny outside. Big
right,
window.
And my heart says,
give it with that same expansiveness that I'm feeling about opening the window. Give it wide.
But you said an interesting word, give. Where everything about your head was about getting.
Huh.
Getting approval. Messing it up. You know, all about what you need, what you risk getting, which was disapproval.
Huh.
But when your heart spoke, it was about giving. It's about sharing, opening up. You use those words.
Yeah.
Share. Put something out there. It's not about get it right or messing up or getting approval or not. It was about sharing and an offering. So then it brings us to this point. You have a choice. So which channel are you going to follow?
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy, the one with all the light and the opening and the giving.
See what I mean?
Yeah. And it is a...
Go back to the feeling.
And it is a leap. And it's a leap that doesn't, solve everything. Doesn't mean I don't have to do the work, you know, but it's a leap that allows me to do the work in a... maybe a more
in a
centered way.
Orientation, yeah. It was about doing the work as an act of love giving.
Finding those feelings, finding that what to me is like a touchstone, going back to those, having that as a reference place helps me always when I forget. And it's part of why I agree with you. You have really strong teaching on daily spiritual practice. Can you say a little bit about how that can help you have that touchstone, get you back to that place?
Well, the key word that you used in what is so essential is practice. You know, we've had a lot of conditioning to ignore ourselves, so we have to start, like if you're going to sit at a piano and you love piano music and you want to play, you have to sit at the keys and practice. Get a feel for it. And there's so many ways to practice. You can maybe create 5 minutes in the morning of prayer, or you can practice by doing a little yoga or something. And one thing I really advocate, which I absolutely love, is to create a personal altar in your home and bring that spiritual touchstone so you have a direct contact with the divine in you, talking to you, guiding you, your higher self, your guides, the universe. Bring it into your home and just create a personal altar so it's visual right there. And it's a place where you can make a daily contact, even if it's just to put a flower on your altar every day, just to connect to that touchstone of an inner dialogue with spirit.
Mm. You said in the book about how when you go and stand in front of your personal altar, that it's like it changes all the energy around you.
It's like a portal. When you create an altar, what you're really doing is you're creating a portal to the subtle realms. You're saying, at this point where I come to this intention, which is what an altar is, it's an intention to an opening to the subtle, this realm of spirit. That is a real thing. That is a real energetic shift and exchange. And rather than being oriented and focused on all that's out there, when you go and you sit in front of the altar, you're tuning into that divine within, and it's an opening to the inner universe, which is vast.
Mm. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and my guest is Sonia Choquette. We'll be right back after this.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm dancing in my chair with Sonia Choquette. She is the author of the new book, Tune In, Let Your Intuition Guide You to Fulfillment and Flow. And you can find out all about that, all about Sonia. Now, there's a ton of classes. There are always a ton of great teachings that she's doing. All of that information is there for you at soniachoquette.net. And if you want to go even a little deeper than that, add a / tune-in. .html. That's going to take you right to a special page that was created for this new book, which comes out on September 9th. So, Sonia, what can people expect to happen? What changes in people's lives when they start taking that leap?
Well, the first thing that can happen is that you start getting into the flow with the universe. So rather than swimming upstream and battling everything, you start to end up living a life that feels more graceful and more full of grace. Synchronicities start to happen very quickly, right place, right time. You start to have people show up who uplift and support, and your humor comes back. Your stress comes down. Your creativity kicks in. Your attraction qualities begin to expand because fear is not a very attractive quality. So you begin to move away from fear. You begin to open your heart, which means that your physical health and energy expand and become more dynamic. Your face lights up. Your spirit steps in, and life starts to get easier. And it doesn't mean all of a sudden you're in the Emerald City, but it means that you are more available to all the goodness of life, and all the goodness of life is more attracted to come in and connect with you. So you actually end up having an experience that's very charmed. You become one of those quote-unquote lucky people because it is the natural, it is our natural destiny, and you're kind of getting back into the flow of that.
Mm. And how can people, once they've had a taste of that flow, keep it coming, keep it flowing?
Well, honestly, Karen, you just have to stay out of your head. You really need to keep letting your heart speak and then giving yourself permission to follow that heart. Don't think about the ultimate and tomorrow and the rest of the world and the ultimate perfect. Just think about, what is my next step? What is my intuition guiding me to do next? And then do it. Even if you're afraid, don't let it stop you. And if you keep doing that, keep visiting your altar, keep dancing, sing, get out of your head and use your words to your benefit. Don't say, oh, a weird thing happened. Say, my intuition is fabulous. I followed it today. Fantastic. It feels good. Don't play the game of this is weird. It's not. It's normal. What's weird is that we've put ourselves in a place where we've distanced from our greatest and most powerful sense, ourselves. So these are little things that can keep your transition going. But I'll tell you what, as you know yourself, the more you follow your intuition, the more it becomes the only way.
Yeah.
The more it becomes the only way. You have such good results. It's not hard. It gets easier and easier and easier.
Yeah. That's true, and that ease, that's what I'm thinking of when you say you being in the flow, that ease that to me doesn't mean that everything always works out the way that I want it to or that everything's perfect or always delightful, but I feel like it means that I have the tools, I have the strength, I have those kind of inner resources, deeper than just smartness, inner
always.
Resources to handle whatever comes up.
Always. And better than you would think about in advance.
Yes, that's true.
You'll be informed in the moment. Far better. Far better than all this defending, protecting in advance. You are a conscious, capable, informed, aware soul. And you don't have to trust me. Just give your intuition a voice. And once you even articulate it, even then you don't have to follow it, but you'll have evidence very quickly that it's a good idea that you do. So that's what it's a dance, and it's a dance with spirit. It's a dance with your divine nature, and it's an allowing that really is such a transformational shift. It'll bring every very good thing to you. Every good thing.
Can you let us know? We're coming down to the very end of our time. I asked you in the break if you ever did 400-hour interviews, but maybe not. I don't even know how many days that would be. That would be a very long interview indeed. Where can people hear more about how to connect with you, whether that's in private sessions, whether that's coming to hear you speak and teach? What's the best way for people to connect with you?
Well, I'd love for everybody to give themselves a gift of visiting my website, soniachoquette.net. I have a whole wonderful group of free gifts, videos, teaching videos, an ebook, things that'll just get you going. So I'd invite you to come and sign up for the free gifts. I have great online courses. I have, as you said, 19 books. And I'd say a good book to start with is Tune In.
Yeah.
Tune in. Follow. Let your intuition guide you to fulfillment and flow, because it's the step-by-step guide. And you don't have to jump to the end. It's just take the next baby step.
Yeah. Wonderful. Sonia, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's a great pleasure to connect with you. Thank you.
All my love.
Thank you. That is Sonia Choquette. She is the author of the new book. It's coming out on September 9th. Tune In. Let your intuition guide you to fulfillment and flow. You can find out all about Sonia and her work at soniachoquette.net. If you'd like to see the page that was created especially for that book, that's at soniachoquette.net/tune-in.html. Now, that's all the time that we have for today. If you head over to karenhager.com and just start clicking on everything, Magazine. There's a lot of good stuff happening over there right now, and you are invited. And in fact, there'll be information about that new class I'm teaching that I will be giving with generosity and love. That information will be up there soon as well. Thank you so much for listening. Together, we are spreading a little light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.